Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Heads up, Bible bangers, crazy New Agers, and do-it-yourself humanists. It can happen to you. He was born, raised, and saved in a church family. Married Gloria, beautiful young woman. Had two children, was enrolled in college. Besides his school load, he worked almost full-time. Without realizing it, his endless studying, his working, and very little sleep a night were taking a toll on his marriage. His family went on a 3-week vacation while he stayed home to work. While away, one day, a couple invited him to their home for lunch. The husband left after lunch for work, but he lingered to visit with his wife. He and his friend's wife talked a while, and when he headed for the door, she touched him and smiled.
Let's just get naked, just for a laugh. Let's just get naked, it's a trip and a half, trip and a half.
Dave couldn't resist her sexual signals. There was an overwhelming surge of adrenaline that shot through him. He was caught off guard, and nobody around, and nothing to do. It led to his first act of adultery. Afterwards, Dave didn't allow the guilt over what he had done to take hold of him. He ignored the seriousness of it. And he even prayed. Dave prayed a private prayer of forgiveness. He tried to forget that it ever happened. His act of adultery opened the door to more lust, more chases, and then adultery once again. He finished college carrying two secrets, the affairs, and a sense of tremendous failure. Dave couldn't ignore this nagging sense of guilt, the feeling of being dirty.
You are dirty, dirty man.
Dave's life of adultery laid dormant for years as he focused on family and baseball games and church activities even. But his secrets took a toll on his marriage. All Gloria could do is to wonder why she and Dave were drifting apart. Dave moved the family to Texas, took a job there as a waiter. The atmosphere at work captivated him as he watched men and women play games with each other, their inhibitions lowered by booze. Soon, Dave was staying late after work and lingering with some sexually active women.
Why are you trying to ignore me? You know you love me. The way I make you feel. The things I do for you. I satisfy the very essence of your flesh. Yeah, some people know me as Sin. But you... You call me Cindy.
Uh-oh, front row. Dave's family was often asleep when he arrived home at night. At first, he would spend an extra hour away from work, but the occasions became more frequent, the hours longer, the inhibitions lower, the conversations looser. Then he was invited to a woman's apartment, and he succumbed to the urge to go. He was back into adultery. Dave told himself it would be the only time, but more times and more women followed for 8 long years. His failures only fueled more failures. And more than once when he came home, it was at sunrise, when Gloria demanded to know what he was doing. Dave's standard answer was, well, I was just driving around thinking. He came up with some pretty big whoppers, too. Then came the lowest point in Dave's life. He infected his wife with a sexually transmitted disease. Nothing had ever been as shameful to him. But God honored Gloria for sticking with the marriage and showed her the truth. She found Dave embracing another woman in the parking lot of a nightclub. But even then, in the arms of another woman and infected with disease, Dave would not confess any wrongdoing.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Finally, Gloria gave Dave two options, a marriage counselor or a divorce lawyer. David decided to go with the counselor. They went to a pastor at a church. This pastor was normally a laid-back kind of guy, but in the meeting, this pastor was tough. Immediately, the pastor saw through the web of lies of Dave, and he settled for nothing less than the truth.
Whoa! Come on, talk to me!
Dave finally told the truth. He told the pastor he'd been womanizing for several years, and at that moment, he felt his will break, and his body slumped. He nearly vomited with relief. Later, alone with Gloria, he confessed the sexual sins to her, to all the lying, the cover-ups. For an hour, he babbled and he bawled, and he spewed out words unchecked. The relief from speaking the truth, the relief was incredible. Now, it was Gloria's turn. Dave had consequences to face. He wondered, is she going to kick me out? But you know, as he was feeling the death rattle of his marriage, Gloria said to him, Dave, I'm going to forgive you.
Forgiveness, forgiveness, even if you don't love me.
Hearing those words of forgiveness, Dave caught a glimpse of Jesus. Hard to explain, but in that thunderous moment, he says he saw a picture of peace and grace as he looked at Gloria. You know, my man, you can't be guaranteed that every wife would respond as Gloria did, but you can be guaranteed that if you are thrashing around in a secret cocoon of self-imposed doom, that you still are God's treasured possession.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.